Let me pray so that we can get settled, and then we'll read Psalm 22, okay? So let me pray. God, thank you for all these students tonight. Thank you that we get to come here and we get to be with you and be with others and be reminded through others of your presence with us, that you are with us, that you love us. Today, would you help us to learn, would you show us that you are trustworthy and that you are good, that we can come to you with our whole selves, with our honest, vulnerable selves, because you are good and trustworthy. Would you speak to us? We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let me read Psalm 22. I'm just going to read verses 1 through 5, okay? But keep Psalm 22 open because you're going to need it later, all right? So verses 1 through 5, Psalm 22. This is David. If you know David, he was a king of the Israelites, okay? So he's speaking here. And this is what David says. my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. Let's pray again. God, I thank you for David's words here, that they're honest, that they're real, that he's not hiding anything from you out of fear of what you might think or judgment, but he comes to you just himself in his brokenness. I thank you for the comfort that is to us, that we can come to you in our brokenness and our hurting and talk to you and be honest. And I also thank you that you remind us that you are trustworthy and that you are good. Would you show us that this morning? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You know, it's Halloween tomorrow, right? So we're going to talk about something a little scary today, all right? Because Halloween can be a little scary. We're going to talk about honest feelings. Right? Sometimes our honest feelings can be scary. Like, how many of us like to admit, oh, yeah, I'm doing really bad right now, you know? Yeah, sometimes some of us do. Some of us have a harder time than others, right? But you know what? You know what? There's nothing worse than being honest and vulnerable with someone, and then, like, you share something, right? Kind of like my friend last week who I told, if you weren't here last week, I was in fifth grade, and I told my friend that I liked this other girl, and I was like, oh, I'm being honest with him, you know, I trust him, and he went behind my back and told the girl that I liked her, all right? It was my friend, I'll out him, yeah, his name's Brandon, so if you ever see Brandon on the street, you just tell him, can't believe what you did to Silas. But there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than being honest with someone, than being vulnerable with someone, and them taking that information and going behind your back and hurting you with it. Right? Isn't that painful? Doesn't that hurt? If you guys have seen the movie Mean Girls, have you guys ever seen the movie Mean Girls? Either one. Mean Girls is all about these people who, like, confide in each other in gossip. Well, not just girls, okay? There's everyone. And they confide in each other, and then they use all that information to hurt each other. That's basically what Mean Girls is about. And it's an amazing movie. And the new one's an amazing musical. All right? So if... Oh, yeah. I've seen both of them. I love them. You know the one song? Like the one song where Katie's sitting in math class in the new one, the musical. And then, like, I forget the guy's name that she likes sitting behind him. And she's like, stupid at math, but... Crazy. No, stupid love, with love, but smart with... Yeah, that one. I love that song. Yes. That's a good song and a good movie. Anyways, all right? But there's nothing worse than opening up someone and them hurting you with it, with whatever information you give them, right? And in order for you to feel safe enough to actually open up and be vulnerable and honest with someone, they need to prove that they are trustworthy, right? You don't just go and tell anyone the deepest, darkest hurt and pain and secrets of your life, but the people that you trust, the people that have proved that they are trustworthy, those are the people that we open up to, right? And I bet that a lot of us don't actually have a lot of really honest moments in our lives. Okay, some of us, maybe it's easier for, like, the sisters having a quarrel here about it's easy for Mia, maybe not as much for Gabby, right? Anyways, okay? But I bet that a lot of us, it's hard for us to be honest. We don't have a lot of honest moments in our lives, okay? They're rare because trust in others is a hard thing to come by. To find trustworthy people is a hard thing to come by, right? Because people hurt us, and they cause us pain with their words and betraying us and going behind our back. They hurt us, right? No one's perfect. No one's perfect. And all of us have been that person too, I'm sure, who have gone behind someone's back with information they've told us and hurt them, Maybe at different times if we really think about it, right? Some people betray us and they let our secrets out. Sometimes we let other people's secrets out. Trustworthy people are hard to come by, and we've been burned in the past. So it's hard to be honest. We're afraid, okay? But God made us to live in the freedom of honesty, okay? Even if you just think about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, the moment that they sinned and turned away from God, they were aware of their vulnerability. Before, they were just naked and unashamed in the garden, and when they sinned, they were aware that something was wrong with them, that they were vulnerable, because God made us to live in the freedom of just honesty. And the places that I feel most safe in my life are the places where I can be most honest and most be myself, where I don't have to like watch what I'm saying because I'm afraid someone's going to go behind my back with something that I share, right? Those are the places that I feel most like myself and who God has made me to be. And so in the moments like with Cass is someone who is very trustworthy, who I trust so much in my life, right? So in the moments with Cass where I'm most honest about the things that I'm ashamed of, the things that that have hurt me, the ways that I've hurt other people, in those moments where I get to share those with her and be honest and vulnerable with her, I find freedom there, actually. Even though it's sad and hard and difficult, I find this relief and this freedom there. Because God made us to live in honesty and vulnerability. And also in the moments where I get to unapologetically be myself, and the things and talk about and love the things that I care about. Like I love hoodies, okay? And I love talking about and wearing hoodies. I wish I was wearing a hoodie right now, but I had to wear this cool middle schooler costume. That's what I am in middle school. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Thank you. It was actually just what was on clearance at Walmart, okay? But I love soccer. I love talking about soccer. I love, in the moments where I get to talk about stuffed animals, those are the moments where I am just like alive, okay? But sometimes people might judge me for talking about stuffed animals, so I don't talk about them with everyone, all right? But I love Build-A-Bear. I do. Cass doesn't love Build-A-Bear as much as I do. Yes.
For real?
For real, for real. Yeah, it's not cool.
Golden retriever.
But I feel most alive and most true to who God has made me to be when I get to be honest and vulnerable. Either way, right? We need honesty in our lives. All of us need honesty in our lives. Honesty about the good things and the bad things that are going on, and the bad things and good things about us. Because this is actually where our whole selves get to meet the real living God. Right? Our mission statement is welcoming students as they are so that they might encounter the real living God in every part of their lives. Every part of their lives. Not even the parts that we hide. We want to be honest and vulnerable because that is where we meet God. Even in the parts that we want to hide. God wants to meet us there. And actually, David, in this psalm, demonstrates this for us. He demonstrates just being honest and vulnerable to God and in front of God, right? He doesn't hold back. What's the first verse say in Psalm 22? This is what David says. He says, my God, why have you forsaken me? A bold statement to come out with from David, right? He doesn't hold back. He's not afraid. He's not afraid of what God is going to do. He's not afraid of the judgment or fear. He just says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Yes, EJ?
I'm just wondering, are you kind of saying we should be honest to kind of like respect God, but even if we do, then why and if we forsaken him?
That's definitely true, EJ. Yes, God loves when we're honest because God loves to not just love part of us, but God loves to love all of us, even the parts that we're ashamed of. And even when we're not honest, even when we lie or hide things, God loves us still and he forgives us. And David shows us this, right? He's vulnerable. He says, God, why have you abandoned me? I don't really like confrontation, so I would never like say this to someone and confront them and be like, why have you abandoned me? I'd be like, that's kind of awkward, you know? But David comes right out with it. He's like, God, why have you abandoned me? And then he goes on in the next verses. And he says, David, he cries day and night and there's no answer. He doesn't hear God answering him. And like I said, David's not worried about hurting God's feelings. Okay, David isn't worried about questioning the God who created the whole universe, right? David's not like, wow, God, you created the whole universe. I'm gonna watch what I say around you. David just says it right out. David, he's just honest. He's hurting, and he tells God that he's hurting. And you know what else we see? So we see David being honest with God. We see him saying, God, why have you abandoned me? God, I cry every day and every night. Because I can't hear you answering me. But we also see something else, okay? We see that God has proved to be trustworthy, right? Before we talked about the people that we want to be honest and vulnerable with are the people who are trustworthy. Well, David shows us that God has proved himself to be trustworthy. David feels that he can be honest with God Because David says that he showed up for his ancestors. If you look in verses 3 through 5, yet you are holy, David says, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. David reflects on his life and on his family's life, on his ancestors' lives, and he sees how God has rescued them, how God has continually showed up and proved that he is trustworthy, right? If we think about the Israelites and them being rescued from Egypt and slavery in Egypt, God rescued them from there. God brought them through a long journey through the wilderness and was faithful to David's ancestors. God didn't give up on David's ancestors, even though a lot of time they had given up on God. They turned their back. They made different idols. They worshiped different gods. And God didn't give up on them. God proved himself again and again that God is trustworthy. Right? David says that in verse 5, in the end of verse 5, David says this: in you they trusted and were not put to shame. David has seen that God is trustworthy, okay? Trustworthy enough to hold even his most vulnerable and honest moments. And if you continue to read Psalm 22, which we're going to do in a second, you're going to see this. You're going to see how David is continually honest with God and continually reminded that God is trustworthy. Okay? David just opens up and opens up, and he's reminded that God is good, faithful, and trustworthy. But it's not just David. When we think about the Bible, when we think about our faith and the people that have formed and shaped our faith, it's not just David, the author of the Psalm, and the king of Israel who is actually honest with God. But there's someone else who's honest with God as well. If you think about the life of Jesus, Jesus is honest with God, right? Jesus is honest and he's vulnerable. How does God come to the universe? God comes as a baby, right? In a vulnerable state. A baby who cried because he needed comfort and rest, right? Jesus didn't hold that back. Jesus wasn't like, I'm not going to cry right now because I'm a perfect baby. Jesus cried because he was honest, because he was needy as a baby, right? Jesus didn't hide his pain and tears when his friend Lazarus died. His friend Lazarus died, and Jesus saw Lazarus and his other friends, and they were crying, and Jesus wept with them because he was honest about how he was feeling. Jesus also was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was saying, God, take this cup from me. Don't let me die. He's honest with God. He wasn't hiding it. He wasn't worried, like, what's God the Father going to think of me if I ask him to take this cup from me? Jesus just said, he was honest and vulnerable and said, God, take this cup from me if it's your will. And you know what? I don't know if any of you noticed this, okay? But in verse 1 of chapter 22, this is what David says. My God, why have you forsaken me? And Jesus actually says this exact same thing as he's hanging on the cross. Jesus is hanging on the cross. He's dying, and he says this: my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you abandoned me? Why have you forgotten about me? That's what Jesus says. He's honest. He's not hiding. He's vulnerable and honest. And you know what? Jesus is paving a path to life for all of us, to real living, whole life for all of us. Jesus is saying to you and to me, follow me. Jesus says, follow me. Follow me in honesty and vulnerability. Let go of your hiding, let go of your fear, and follow me. Let's go to God with our honesty and vulnerability. Because that's what we were created to do. We weren't created to hide and live in fear, but we were created to go to God in honesty and vulnerability, not hiding, because God desires to love our whole selves. Because Jesus is our Savior, because Jesus is our friend, and because Jesus is our Lord, we can go with Jesus in honesty to God. And I know it can be scary, right? I said I don't like confrontation. I don't like confronting my feelings a lot. It's not a healthy thing. But because it's scary. It's scary to address those things. I know it's scary. But looking back at my own life, looking back at how God has been faithful, especially in the moments where I've been most honest and vulnerable, we can go with Jesus. And we can find freedom in the transforming power of the Holy Spirit as we go with Jesus in honesty to God. So let me just end with this before we pray. God is trustworthy to hold your most vulnerable and honest moments. God is trustworthy to hold your most vulnerable and honest moments. So let's go to him. Let's pray, and then I'll talk about what we'll do next, all right? God, thank you that you are trustworthy to hold us in our most vulnerable and honest moments. Thank you that we don't have to hide what we've done, who we are, what we're feeling, or anything when we come to you, because you are good and faithful. Even as we just look back at our lives or those in our life who know you and look at their lives and their testimonies of how you have been faithful, even in their brokenness and vulnerability, would you show us that you are good and trustworthy so that we might come to you in honesty and vulnerability, because that is where we find freedom. Not trying to be anything that we're not, but by being what we are and who we are and coming to you with all of it. Would your spirit transform us? Would you help us? Would you lead us to the life that we find in Jesus? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.